What's up, y'all? This is Conrad. It's been one of those weeks. Just pushes you all the way to Friday with a heavy drag, scraping all the bitumen it can bite off along the way, piling it all on your head till you close the door on the world and pour that first drop of whatever drink is you go to. And you walk off the court back into the quiet sunshine. That's the problem with looking for a vocalist. I'm not a vocalist. I'm a drummer. I'm a bassist. I'm the one too obsessed with giving the music its life force to worry about anything else. But you are not going to get creative control. Do I have to talk about my expectations? How high are my expectations? Or more accurately, how low are my standards? Because, folks, there are no expectations. Expectation Boulevard does not even show up on the map. And the whole time without her, it's not going to be complete. Folks, this happened to me 6 times in the past 3 weeks. I'm stalled, stuck. Is there anyone else out there having this problem? This is Conrad. Hit me up, y'all. Lines are open. What's up, y'all? It's me again, Conrad, back after another weird week in Fun City. I lived here long enough to get used to the idea of rules, lines, lanes, and off-ramps. So when I went into the studio 2 days ago, I was hoping for, what is it now, 7 times a charm? And don't you know it, just like the life that defies all those rules, nothing, no thing went according to plan. I got introduced to another vocalist by somebody I was complaining to at the bar. Once again, over my go-to, and so she showed up on time. But the singing was way out of time. She had no rhythm. Yes, I was not happy. I was so not happy, in fact, that I left the recorder running and I asked her what the hell she wanted anyway. So then she starts running on about how she's a revolutionary. She can't identify with people. She's not normal, whatever that means. And then goes into the whole money is the mind prison thing. Lasted for about 25 minutes. I only realized I left a recorder on when I went to grab the memory card, and then I tried to listen to it. When I got home, I realized, hey, you know, we are on the edge of something real here. So I kicked it around a little, and well, here, you be the judge.
The Celestial slowly descended and got confused because, in the land of the blind, cash is king. There's more than enough food to go around, yet people are starving. There's more than enough housing to go around, yet people are homeless. So the Celestial, who everyone thought was a bum, took a donation from a kind-hearted, non-profit organization and took the paper and set it on fire. This caused everyone around him to freak out because they could have used it to buy someone dinner. Who is the winner here in this situation? The Celestial became a ghost and walked into a bank, into a vault, and set the room on fire. The Federal Reserve was on fire. 97% of all money was on computers. So the Celestial became a virus and wiped out all the money on all the servers around the world. Then what? The only thing left was kindness.
What's up, fam? This is Conrad once again with another installment of... Now, that's a terrible choice of words. Terrible. Installment? Update? What am I? Software? Don't answer that. Well, the duo that was Conrad and Elaine Watts is now a trio called Redline. So this third guy, this Japanese dude named Yato, is the Eddie Van Halen to our Massive Attack, if that makes sense. And if it doesn't make any sense, well, maybe this will help.
Check it out, man. The aqua blue foam, turquoise dream of an indigo home. Pins of sunlight rolling down the sides. Faded purple on the Kodachrome slides. 1978 bare skin against the waves, she rides the wind. Earth surf girl with the long blonde hair. Lead the way back home to the fresh clean air. That fire bright will keep the tigers out. Saber-tooth millennia, we spent freaking out. Left shadows on our souls, the only way to know we still have another millennia to go. We left a metal work of art, still on a trip a billion miles away. It's gonna keep on going all the way. We gotta keep on moving, every night and every day. Till we run this fear off its own feet. Till we pound the ground into defeat. Earth surf girl with the long blonde hair. Lead the way back home to the fresh, clean air.
I mean, onto some lyrics or what? Ness Elaine, she's coming out of a heavy experience this week, a Dutch oven, a real hot scorcher of a situation. So I was sitting with Yato, grabbing some brunch, and as she walks in, well, like, you know, we asked her what she was on, and she said, love. Love, whatever that means, but the lyrics, man. So we got to work, and... here's the latest from Redline. Oh, yeah. And y'all can catch us live the last Monday in February. All right, take it away, Line.